At their meeting this week, Greater Napanee Council decided against sponsoring the 7th Annual Juried Exhibition and Awards Show held by the Greater Napanee and Area Arts Association. The town has previously sponsored the event dating back to 2019, with 2022 and 2023 excluded. Last year, Greater Napanee sponsored the event in the amount of $300. Mayor Terry Richardson noted the decision wasn't personal.
It has nothing to do with this organization or this request. There's lots of them out there that will approach us at the town level to get something, because I'm assuming they're thinking that we got lots of money and we can throw it around. I think we can all agree that we probably don't.
The money has always come from the town's public celebrations operating budget, but staff was unsure if there would be enough. Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, Chris Brown, explained why he brought it to council and noted the council donation budget.
The town of Greater Napanee has sponsored this event before. The decision was made at the staff level, and this is the first time that it's come across my desk, and so I just wanted to bring it to council to get some direction. We do have some additional funds in the council donations budget.
Brown spoke about the difficulty in handling sponsorship requests and noted an extra $2,500 to deal with them this year in the budget.
They come up randomly, right? So it's difficult to budget for, because we don't know what sponsorship requests might come in. But we have done that ahead of this year's budget to allow council to be able to support some of these sponsorship requests if they do come in, and given council some wiggle room there to be able to sponsor some of these events that come up.
Staff were ultimately told that no money would be given to the event. Richardson explained sponsoring it through council could lead to issues.
I'll compare it to the requests we get for ice time. We get a number of ice time requests to donate ice time so that charity tournaments, all kinds of things like that happen. And we've sort of put an end to that, because once you open up the floodgates, it's near impossible to stop it.
CAO Matthew Grant described why the request was brought to council.
Part of the reason to bring this forward, it's one, we recognize the way that it was operating in terms of staff members, entertaining request was not the correct way to do that. And also having some clarity around how council wants to handle these kinds of requests in the future, which are intermittent.
Manager of Executive Services and Municipal Clerk Jessica Walters explained the town's current policy.
Currently, the policy does indicate that the primary vehicle for council grants is those two community partnership funds, but also the policy states that council will hear ad hoc requests throughout the year if they fall outside the budget cycle, if council wants to hear them. So that's an area we could maybe tighten up with more clarity.
Council put forth a new motion to deny the request and made an addition that will see staff revise the town's policy on ad hoc requests so they aren't brought directly to council.
Council does not support or does not approve the sponsorship request as it falls outside the perimeters of the town's community grants policy, and further, staff be directed to bring back a revision of the policy that deals with ad hoc requests.
A revision will be brought back to council once complete. The juried exhibition and awards show, titled Uncharted Territory, will be held at the Museum of Lennox in Addington in March. The Arts Association noted that sponsorships demonstrate a commitment to the value of a thriving arts and culture community and help support programs, workshops, and art exhibitions throughout the area. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.